Okay, I'm going to pray. That does not mean you should snore. I know you're tired, but we're going to close our eyes and ask the Lord for help. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you just for the truths we've already gotten today, the beauty of those. I'm already full, and we're only halfway through. So I pray that you would help us, Father, to just be able to take in more. And God, for this specific session, I just ask that you would use your word in ways that would amaze all of us to the beauty of being yours and to realize there is something far better than our own worthiness. And I pray that we would get a taste of that this hour. In Christ's name, amen. All right. Think about some of these phrases. You are unworthy. You're not enough. We instinctively realize that, in general, that kind of a phrase is not very kind. We're not normally saying that because we're trying to exalt Jesus. In that moment, when we look at your child and say, "What is your problem? You are so unworthy. You're just not enough." And there are many who hear that repeatedly. If nowhere else, they hear it in their minds. Over and over. So what is culture's solution to this? Think and believe the opposite. Oh, and that seems to make sense. If I agree, and I do think, that it is unkind to say to your child all day long, "You are so unworthy. Whatever you do is not good enough." If I agree that that's wrong, wouldn't the better thing be to say, "No, you are worthy. You are enough"? Well, I would also say that those who struggle don't seem to find rest or enduring confidence in that cultural voice either. So, I want to suggest there's a better way. As always, God just takes us to a different place. It's like we're on this pendulum, and I taught once on the difference between penance and repentance. And penance, I swing from self-pity to self-righteousness. To self-pity, "I'm a worm," to self-righteousness, "Hey, I got it this time." And then, "Oh, no," self-pity. The world would say balance. God says, get off the pendulum. And I think it's the same thing. Get off the pendulum. Am I trying to get a balance between "you're amazing" and "you're disgusting"? "You're pretty good." I mean, is that the goal? No. I know I'm not totally worthy, but I'm not totally unworthy. Get off the pendulum. That's where you're going to find joy and freedom. So, let's start with one of the things that I like to do a lot, define our terms. Worthy. We use that word a lot, and it can mean a whole lot of things. What do I believe the Bible means by that term? And I think that's really important. In biblical terminology, it's the connotation of deserving, weighty, fitting, worthy of being treated or recognized in a certain way. One of my favorite passages with this word in it is in Revelation 4. And Revelation 4 and 5, I can't wait. When I'm worshiping there, I can't wait. Revelation 4:11, "Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power." Why? "Because you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." You deserve it. According to this passage, what does he deserve and what's fitting? Glory and honor and power. But why? Because he created it all, and it's only by his power and grace that anything still exists. I'll give that worthy. There are times the Bible uses the term in relation to man. Here's a couple of them. Jeremiah 26:11b. "This man deserves..." It's the word worthy, "is worthy of the death sentence because he's prophesied against this city. So there is something that is fitting that you deserve because of a certain behavior. Or positively, Luke 10:7. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they offer, for the worker is worthy of his wages. Oh my word, did we just say man is worthy? Yes, and that connotation. It is fitting. He deserves his wages when he has worked. He is worthy of that. It's kind of interesting. A man can be worthy of death and deserve it, or he can be worthy of his wages and deserve it. That can help us understand a little bit more about what the word means. Hopefully, you can already see then the danger in not calling ourselves worthy of death, if that's what you deserve, worthy of your wages, if that's what you deserve. But instead of seeing worthy of, I hope we see the danger of saying we're just worthy in general. What are we saying? What is it we believe we deserve? What is fitting? What are we saying? What do we know that we actually deserve? So what are we really trying to do when we use that word? For instance, the worker is worthy of his wages. The worker deserves to be paid for his work. Absolutely. Does that mean that worker is worthy? He's worthy of his wages. Do we mean, in essence, he deserves money? Intrinsically, he deserves to be esteemed. A man is worthy of death because of his sinful behavior, okay? Deserves the death penalty. Does that mean I categorize him as worthy or unworthy as a person? I mean, it's interesting. He's worthy of death, but we wouldn't say, therefore, he's worthy because he's worthy of something. Does anybody want to say he's worthy of death, therefore he must be a worthy man? Well, he is worthy of death. It doesn't really fit. So sometimes I think we're asking that word to build us up in ways it was never intended to. And there's a reason that we do that. So man can be worthy of, but God is worthy in essence. It's not wrong to say God is worthy of everything, for sure. Man can be worthy of a few things in certain instances, and not all of them are positive, though some of them are. So then if I would say, and I do think that it's unkind to say to somebody, you are worthless. You are unworthy in most circumstances, how we would mean that. Why do I think that's unkind? Because they are, right? And what's the answer? I think we really need to understand what that person is saying. I suggest that what they're saying when a human being says that to another human being, they're saying, I believe worth is tied to value and I don't value you. And that's what they're telling you. And they're screaming that by what they're saying. Therefore, you're worthless. You're unworthy. You're valueless to me. And I think that's wicked. I think that's wicked. We know from Genesis 1 that we're made in the image of God. And we know that God alone is worthy. And God alone has the right to assign value as he sees fit. I don't determine what's valuable. God does. And God has chosen to make us, believers and unbelievers, in his image. So, ultimately, does that make me worthy, or does that showcase his glory, his worth, his value? For instance, if you're still going, you don't want to tell someone they're worthless, but you're kind of saying they are. And think about it this way. Jay Adams gave this illustration at one point. I thought it was really helpful. He says, consider this. I show you a photograph of my wife. If you curse it, make fun of it, spit on it, and tear it up, you have to answer to me.